Zimbabwe is the third most impoverished country in the world, with three-quarters of its population living in poverty. Average life expectancy in the nation stands at just 51 years. So when you are living on just over $1 a day, what kind of food can you afford to put on the table for your family? And what do poor people say is the worst thing about their status? To find out more, Vatican Radio's Susie Hodges spoke to a man and a woman who are living below the poverty line in Zimbabwe. And she spoke to an official in Harare from the development agency Progressio. Susie's first interviewee was Kelvin, a 25-year-old unemployed Zimbabwean man.
When you're coming from a poor family background, you don't have any support, maybe for someone to pay for your fees, someone to give you a hand to start a business. So if ever you're going to attend to have education, you need to pay for the fees. Then I would have to go out and work maybe in someone's field or just doing some hand jobs to other families who could pay me a few of money that I could pay for my fees and even look after my own young brothers or sisters and my parents at the same time.
And what for you is the worst thing about being poor?
The worst thing about being poor is that you are not involved in any key decision making in life. Whenever people want to make any decision because you're poor, they don't include you in the decision making because they think you don't have anything to bring out. And also, when you realize that you are poor, that the spirit of inferiority complex will just force you to be quiet. You can't do anything.
Are you currently unemployed? And if so, what are your hopes of finding a job?
Yes, I have such hopes, but currently in Zimbabwe, it's quite a challenge to have a job because some industries are closing.
But if you're not earning money, how do you survive then?
Then when we do those small, maybe we call them peace jobs, like someone calls you to clean his yard, someone calls you to come and do some washing for him, and then they pay you just a few. Maybe you can use that for food and clothes and stuff like that.
How much poverty do you see around you? According to UN figures, Zimbabwe is the third poorest country in the whole world.
Yeah. When I look around the community that I'm coming from, there is poverty almost everywhere because the number of children who are not going to school, the percentage of children who don't have birth certificates, there are a lot of early marriages. We don't have proper settlements. We don't have adequate resources like the clinics, the infrastructure. Development is very poor.
But do you also see extreme poverty, you know, cases of people who are not getting enough to eat, who don't have access to clean water?
Yes, we have that. Some people don't have food in their homes. That's what is forcing their children to go out to prostitute or to get involved in early marriages at the ages of 10 years, 11 years, just in search of food. They don't have clean water. They don't have anywhere to get such provisions. And I think I have quite a number of people as my neighbors who are in such position.
Susie Hodges spoke next to Vimbai, a 44-year-old unemployed woman with four children.
I think we are poor because we've got lack of access to information that can help us to have a better life. And even sometimes when we have information, sometimes we lack resources to uplift ourselves. We are hardworking, but because of our background, whereby some of us are also poor, it's difficult to lift ourselves from this situation. And also with the current situation in our country, unemployment is very high. So it is difficult, especially for us women, to get jobs. If we get the little jobs, we get very little money for the job.
So is it a struggle to get by every month? Do you have enough money to buy yourself food, to send your children to school?
No, we never have enough money. We just have to do the best that we can with the little money that we have. But we never have enough money from the first of the month to the last day of the month. But we just have to make do with that little that we have, because sometimes we may not have enough food for a day. It depends on a day, but never enough every day for a whole month.
And tell me, what for you would be a typical meal that you give your children every day?
A typical meal would be sada made from maize meal and vegetables. But for some people, they can't even afford to buy the vegetables because you need around 50 cents a day to buy a bundle of vegetables. If people are earning less than a dollar a day, then it means you can't use 50 cents for the bundle of vegetables, and yet you still want to have the meal.
And how often do you ever get to eat meat, for instance, or eggs?
Eggs are out of reach, but at least meat, if we get meat once a week or meat once in 3 weeks, for us at the moment, that's good enough, but eggs are a luxury at the moment.
So you reckon that you are living roughly on $1 a day, or is it more?
I'd say between $1 and $2 a day. It's very rare to live with three. If you are very lucky that day, then $2, but normally less than $1 a day.
What, in your opinion, is the worst thing about being poor?
For me, the worst thing about being poor is not being able to do the things that you know are best for my family. There are things that I know that is good for my children to have a good education, to have access to good food. But because I don't have the power, I don't have the power to do decision making because of my position, that makes my life very difficult. And I think for me, that's the worst thing about being poor, not being able to do what you know is best because you don't have the power to do it.
And tell me, do you think you will have a better future?
I hope that my children will have a better life than me, but we need support from different people. For example, it might be the government, it might be any well-wishers. We want people to support our children so that they have a better education, they have access to information. And in our community, we also have widows who are hardworking, so they may need support to do income-generating projects. So for me, I see a good future if people are supported to do what we think is best, not to have everything done for us, but if we are supported because we are very hardworking, if we get support, I know our life will be better in the future.
Susie's final interviewee was Philemon Fandinahama, also from Zimbabwe, who works for Progressio, a Christian development charity.
Poverty is a major problem in Zimbabwe, given the situation that you have a high percentage of people, around 90% of the people are not working. So you have an unemployment rate of around 90%. And you also have other challenges like HIV and AIDS that have exacerbated or that have increased the poverty among most of the communities. And most of the affected communities are those that are in the countryside or in the rural areas. Their lifestyles are based on agriculture and they only rely on rainfall. We have selected families from the four church networks that we have been assisting with issues on trying to raise their lifestyles. You know, the Progressio's theme is uplifting the life of the poor and marginalized communities. So we work with the church networks.